This is the Glitter Squirrels on Skullface Records Radio.
He said 7-7.
I did.
All right, we're
so, on. Well, what are we on, like 10 seconds in?
Mm-hmm.
And
I want to get a mouthful.
10, 9, 8. Mm-hmm. Slim got a mouthful of Cheetos here this evening on mm-hmm. the Glitter Squirrel / meets Skullface Records. Everybody is listening and tuning in.
I know. You're listening to the Glitter Squirrels on Skullface Records Radio.
That was very good, Slim.
Thank you.
That was nice.
Did you
plan that?
I did.
Slim, the world's lost its mind.
Yeah. Everybody's going batshit crazy.
The world has lost its mind. I'm convinced.
I saw a video on Facebook. It totally blew my mind.
What'd you see?
The cop that killed George Floyd.
Right.
Crisis actor.
Probably.
George Floyd, crisis actor. The Chinese cop, crisis actor. Didn't even have a real badge on his shirt.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like an iron-on patch type thing, and it was in the wrong place.
I see a lot of footage.
Yeah.
I don't have to make all that. But
George
I tell you
Floyd,
what.
George Floyd attended his own funeral.
Really?
Uh-huh.
See?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of bizarre things going on.
Yeah.
Depending on what side of the fence you're on.
Yeah. Well,
they'll figure that out. I would think. I would hope. I would think, and I would definitely hope.
Well.
But I've seen a lot of interesting, you know.
Wow. I'm not even worried about being on any side of the fence.
No.
Because this whole government is stupid.
It's gone crazy.
Democrats fighting the Republicans, and it's just, it's fucking stupid. They're trying to start a race war.
I know, man.
You know, why the fuck is race even a thing?
I don't even know. It's not even 1960.
It doesn't fucking matter what race you are, whether it's Chinese, Japanese, fucking Mexican, American, fucking butt-fuck American, whatever you are, you know. What the shit was that?
Facebook indicator. You know what? Yeah, I think the world's gone crazy. And today I wake up and I'm reading things like, Aunt Jemima, 130 years in the syrup business.
Mm-hmm.
Changing out. Uncle Ben's.
Yeah.
All the clips, changing that out.
Yeah.
NASCAR, evil, tearing down your statues. You know what? Speaking of statues, it's funny, because when I was a little kid, I was always into history.
Mm-hmm.
Always into history.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go different places, and we'd be in different parts of the United States, wherever. And it didn't even matter what kind of statue I was looking at or reading about.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of knew from, like, history in school that it was kind of cool because I kind of had the association because I read about this guy or what have you.
Yeah.
And it was very cool. I never found it offensive, mm-hmm. anything like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, everything's getting torn down. Everybody's getting squared away. Everybody's going to be, like, one big, slick, happy planet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool. Who couldn't get behind that? But, man, I think everything, regardless of what's going on, the guy's going to be charged with multiple counts of murder and things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if, you know, the guy grabs a taser and shoots it at a cop. What if that was his pistol and shot the cop and killed that guy, hit him right between the horns?
Right.
It'd just be a bad day, I guess, for the cop, you know.
Yep.
You know, start shooting him in the leg. You know, got to have him. Gotta have them.
Well,
but yeah,
the government's trying to snow us is what they're doing.
It's just a big crop of shit. It's one thing after another.
It's
like stupid almost.
There's some kind of shit show. Oh my god!
Yeah, that's just a Facebook indicator. That's all right. Look, you're the popular guy. No, I hear you, man. It's like,
but what's going on is the world is turning into a shit show. And, you know, basically, we're just along for the ride. There's something going on somewhere.
Yeah, I think the backdrop's much bigger than what we're getting.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of crap going on.
There's a shit show going on somewhere, and they're trying to cover it up.
Yeah, nothing's making sense. There's just too many things. It's one after another. I mean,
mm-hmm.
what are the chances?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a free-thinking kind of guy. I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And part of us, I'm a little hateful there. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pissed off, man.
Mm-hmm.
Really? A bunch of people can just roll into seven blocks and, like, hunker down in a city now?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody gives a shit?
Yeah.
Just turns a blind eye and guys do what you want?
Yeah.
Because we're afraid of, like, hurting your feelings? Dude, if it was the 1950s, man, it'd been like a day.
Yeah.
And National Guard police would be, like, dropping flashbangs and tear gas going, get the F out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Pack it in.
Mm-hmm.
Are we I mean, why has no one rolled up in there? And some Abrams.
Because everything's said, run by a bunch of fucking liberals who need a fucking safe space because they're pussy hurt.
Two cops are leaving the force left and right.
Hell
can't do their job.
Yeah.
Seattle's like one of the worst.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you know, I was watching a documentary and on Seattle. And it's like the cop was talking. He left, you know, and he's like, you can't bother nobody. They can be taking a crap in the street. They can be pissing. They can be any of this, the other, and they're just simply told, leave them alone.
Yeah.
And look at them down there, seven blocks. In the United States of America, we've got jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And chomp or chop.
Yeah.
I saw chop. What the hell's chop?
Yeah.
Chop suey?
It's going to end up becoming like Terminus in The Walking Dead, man. We're like, you have to put up.
It's an Autumn Zone.
You know, we're going to have to like create sanctuaries and put up walls and shit to keep
people
out.
That's stupid, though. I mean, really, man?
Yeah, that's what it's going to come down to.
Downtown Seattle, they can't even control like seven blocks of their own city.
No.
Because they're worried about people crying and boo-hooing.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. Go home already.
Mm-hmm.
People are getting fed up. That's why I said, man, you ain't stirred the hornet's nest of people that are like law-abiding and playing by the book and shit. When you piss these people off,
mm-hmm.
you ain't even seen them people. You ain't seen the people in Kansas. You ain't seen the people in Wyoming, the Dakotas,
West Virginia, Kentucky.
You ain't met them people yet.
Right.
And if you have to, it's going to be a bad day for the. I don't know even what to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh well. And the Boston Tea Party, it was out of line. I you know what? It ain't got nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much where we're at currently as a society, everyone's lost their damn mind.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell, man?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, we get it. You know, good cop, bad cop. You know, it's, I'm thinking 53. Nothing new there for me.
Right.
I've grown up all through that shit.
I'm going to tell you what, man. I went to the Skullface Records Farm Festival this weekend.
That was pretty cool. We did a boat party for Tim Hafer and those guys. Shout out to Lake White. But how'd that go, man? Sounded pretty cool.
Dude, that was amazing.
Way cool.
You know, like, all the bullshit that's going on in America.
Yeah, it was.
For that brief 6 hours.
Nothing.
Nobody fucking said a word about it.
Yeah, nobody cared.
Nobody thought about it. Nobody said anything. It was fucking great.
That's how the boat party was, man. Everybody just hung out, and we just had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Cooked, had food. There was three bands at the shindig I was at.
Oh, wow.
Ran to Chris Elkins, Charlie Lyons.
We had 10.
Oh, yeah, man. So,
Arthur Bigger.
And Tim's also a Gene Simmons impersonator.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. We're both Kiss fans. He actually gave me a Strutter poster from the show.
Cool.
Shout out to Troy Lynn. His picture's in the poster. And But yeah, so that was really cool. And we're going to be jumping on board with Skullface Records.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be doing our thing. And
we've already got another farm festival planned.
Yeah, that's what I was telling him when you were upstairs taking a poop. I was like, you know, Slim's currently dropping a deuce right now, but when he gets back, I'm going to tell you about the...
Mm-hmm.
It's, they just recently had the Howl at the Moon.
Yeah, and the Moon Farm Festival.
So this one's going to be totally different.
What?
This is like Howl at the Moon 5.0.
Guess what? This one's not called Howling at the Moon.
This one's called Bark at the Moon.
No.
Nah,
I like the Aussie reference.
Yeah.
No, we're going to say the wolf got corona. So... We couldn't.
No,
he can't
howl
like
the
moon anymore.
With girl.
No, it's going to be Skull Fest.
Skull, that sounds bad. I think most people are going to be getting like head jobs all over. Skull Fest. Hey, baby, give me some skull. No, not really. It sounds like a fun event, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to be at this one.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It'll be a good time.
Yeah, when your other radio guys, a drummer and a whole. Well, in a whole 80s cover rock band kind of. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dig.
But I'm gonna tell you what, man.
Tell me what.
Had I not showed up down there in Cynthiana, if I would have called him.
Such a bizarre name.
No, no, right.
Trips me out. Cynthiana.
But had I not showed up down there, I don't think Skullface Records Radio would have been born.
Well, cool. But, well, listen to you. Hey. No,
I'm not trying to toot my own horn or nothing.
No, I know. I'm
sure he would have done it eventually, but I wouldn't have been his guy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He would have picked somebody else. And let me tell you something. He picked the right guy because we've almost got it ready to go.
Well, you know, I'm more than happy to be on board with it. Mm-hmm. I think it's really great. And I'm looking forward to just doing that kind of thing. Gosh, mm-hmm. So busy.
Yep.
Everything on this side of the planet's pretty cool right now.
Right.
A bunch of shit going on. Deal with it. People getting their asses beat.
Don't need a bunch of shit
going
on.
I've seen videos of guys getting their necks snapped. And choking on bong.
Mm-hmm.
Bong rip? No.
But.
Yeah.
On this side of the country?
Yeah, everything's really cool.
Nobody's giving a shit.
No, they're not really, because nobody gives a crap.
Because they figured it the fuck out. This is all fucking staged bullshit. Every bit of this.
It seems pretty make-believe, don't it?
Oh, my God,
I mean,
dude.
Too much shit going on.
Way too much shit going on.
Like I said, wait till, like, school starts back up. Well, I can't wait to see what comes out then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it on. Yeah, we'll see what'll be going on with that. You know?
Yeah. I mean, this bullshit with everybody fighting everybody, it's bullshit, man. Let me tell you something.
You know what? It's exactly what they want.
Yeah.
If everybody just, like, chill on the book and...
Well, let me tell you what
stop.
I did.
Stop. You know, everybody be like going, man, it's really not a problem.
Let me tell you what. I was at a farm festival this past weekend where there were 57 people that didn't give a fuck.
No, man.
That George Floyd got a knee to the neck.
No.
A crisis actor got a fucking knee to the neck.
Oh, yeah.
They were all crisis actors. Every fucking one of them.
What's all that Freemason stuff about? I've seen this and that.
Apparently, it's some type of guild.
Well, don't he have that, he had like a big tattoo?
Yeah, he had a big tattoo that said he was a Freemason.
Yeah.
Everyone's
like,
they're like cults or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
what
but
hell.
You know everybody.
They're supposed to be like.
But you know everybody's gonna be like, going, oh, conspiracy theories.
Yeah. I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
Do some research. No, that's what I'm saying.
You know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all.
I'm not, but damn.
You know,
how about
like,
some common sense theory? Can we have that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. And like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not
either, man.
I'm not an influencer. I'm just some big fat bastard that lives in West Virginia. But
hey, I'm
you
just
know.
Some guy. Hey, I'm just another squirrel in the world trying to get a nut.
That's right. We're just squirrels in the world trying to get a nut.
But, it's like almost goofy, man. There's just too much stupid shit going on.
Yeah.
I never seen shit like this. You know, I grew up with, like, Pop Rocks and Evil fucking Knievel and the
mm-hmm.
Pocket Fisherman and
mm-hmm.
the Rhinestone Setter and the 8-Tracks, Jerry Clower, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, me and Slim were sitting around listening to Richard Pryor albums mm-hmm. and just when nobody was offended, man.
Right.
Richard Pryor, what are they going to... I mean, could you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Eddie Murphy, his first comedy movie that mm-hmm. came out. Where are we going with all this?
Nah.
I mean, what's next? Southern rock, gangster rap?
Yeah.
I mean, we've officially unarmed Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
What in the hell is going on?
Yeah.
And this Paw Patrol shit. What's I don't know what that's all about.
But I don't either, but...
Apparently some dog lost his weapons, Paw Patrol and all that, too. Even Ice Cube.
Mm.
Ice Cube's like going, man, this shit's got ridiculous. And you know what? It is ridiculous.
100%.
How in the hell did we come to the point in America? Oh, the Three Stooges would be nice because they got. I was a big Three Stooges fan. So.
Well, they already took.
And I know some of their skits, you know, revolve around Hitler and stupid shit.
Yeah.
But here we are. It's going to be gone.
You know,
Dukes of Hazzard. It probably just won't exist.
They took the gun away from Elmer Fudd. They're going to put a dress on him and call him Elmer Fudge Packer.
Oh, shit. Oh, you wascally wabbits.
Yeah. Oh, you wascally wabbit. Come here.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, we've lost our... I don't even know.
America and, has you know, lost
if,
its way.
And if that's getting right, you know, if tearing down all your history and offending everybody and... Man, you know what? You know one thing I can honestly say at like 53? I've always known that everybody's different in the world.
Yeah.
And not to judge people on anything.
Exactly.
And now I'm 53 and we've got kids that are, you know, whatever. Hey, all the young hipsters.
Speaking of which,
they're out doing this.
My oldest kid just turned 20 yesterday.
There you go. Congratulations.
Thanks.
So here we are.
Yeah.
And we're and I never worried about. I was never offended growing up.
No, me neither.
You know, my dad would get stationed at a new base, and I was thinking the other day, I was like, "Well, man, you know, in the height of 1976, you know, we were just kind of breaking down boundaries 10 years ago with the racial things."
Yeah.
And you know, I had a buddy of mine in Gateway Gardens, Germany, man, at Rheinmann Air Base. Eddie Graham was his name, and you know, we kind of mixed it up a little bit, and he was a black dude. And he ran my head in a tree, and he gave me a concussion. I remember a guy named Robert Gray. I remember a guy named Orlando. And these were all, these guys all became, you know, friends of mine. They were black, but,
yeah.
But you know, there was, like I said, it was a time in the 70s where all that kind of thing was just like, you know, we really didn't know it.
Yeah.
But, you know, being in elementary, man, we you know, there were repercussions of that still.
Right. We didn't see
color. I remember being in the lunchroom, and I remember going, oh, you know, it was like a black thing, or it was a honky thing, or, you know, whatever. And then ultimately, you know, after a few days, you know, everybody, just simply being the new guys, it's like that for any military brat, they'll all tell you.
Right.
You go to a new school, everybody's been there a while, they want to try the new guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a brother that was one grade ahead of me, and, you know, so you had that first couple of days, man, and you were introduced to it, and there were some, you know, it was just, I don't know, it's hard to explain.
It is hard to explain, because we've never seen anything like this.
But now it seems like worse than anything I've seen, and I'm 53.
Yeah.
So did I miss something all this at some point?
No, you didn't miss anything.
Did we just kind of like this get back in the pot and stir it up and let's spoon feed you some bullshit.
We need a president that's going to jump up there and is not worried about offending, you know, whoever it is they want to offend this fucking week, whoever the idiot box tells us to offend this week. We need a fucking president that's going to get some fucking balls and quit
just
fucking...
Just be dumb with it, man.
And look says, you know what, you want us to take down fucking Jefferson Davis and all these other,
anything.
I'm just making up names.
Yeah, anything.
You know, but you want us to take down these statues? Dude, I watched a soldier today on some type of social media. I'm not sure.
Right.
But I watched a soldier, and he was straight the whole time, man, crying on his page because... They were taking down a statue that meant something to him.
Dude.
And he was like, this person fought and died for your right to speak up.
Yeah.
And you want to remove his memorial?
They're vandalizing.
You're the piece of
everything,
shit,
man.
And I was just
I'll tell you what's even worse, man. Every time, you know, everyone's like, and you know what? I get it. Everybody has a right to stand on Old Glory right there. That's beautiful because that's a World War II flag. It's like 58 stars on that. That's that's what that is.
Wow.
That's the real deal. Yeah, feel it. That's wow. Real,
that real
U.S. issue.
Wow.
I ran across that in Nashville.
Mm.
But anyway, man, and I know it's their right to all that, but you know, every time I see everything that's going on right now, I think about all the people, just all those bodies laying in Arlington, as far as you can see.
Yeah.
That died for your shit.
Died for
so
that
you can
right
do the
there.
Shit you're pulling now.
Yeah. So and, you can loot and riot and fucking...
I don't think that's what they meant, man.
No. That's not what they
you
meant
You
want to
get
all.
In a Kroger parking lot or a mall and get your thing on?
Yeah.
This shit going on with grabbing guys out of trucks, beating their asses. I've seen horrific things, man.
Let a motherfucker grab me out of a truck.
I've seen horrific
get a...
things with truckers and business owners, and I'm like, wow. You guys need to You need to carry a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Got to protect yourself. And in these times, you know, I see where truckers are like going, hey, man, we're not going to start delivering to these cities where all this upheaval is going on. You know what? Good for you, man.
Martial law is getting ready to happen.
I got kids here and things going on, and if I did that for a living... And you're going to start pulling me out of a truck? I'm shooting some asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going home. And if you get run over, tough shit.
Yep.
Man, peaceful protesting is one thing, but the shit that's been going on for 2 weeks now is And then you got this, man. You got, hey, 60,000 in Dallas. You got everything going on in Los Angeles. You got double-digit thousands, 40,000, 60,000. You got these numbers. So, and that's all groovy. And then you got Trump wanting to do his, like, situation. Everyone's like going, ah, I can't be doing that. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
What you got? Really?
Yeah.
Am I missing something here, man?
No.
It only works for a certain amount of people?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. You people lost your minds, man.
They lost their fucking
minds. And I don't care who your guy is.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about common sense.
Exactly.
You want to vote for something in 2020? How about common fucking sense?
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's gotten pretty stupid, man, and here we are. It's, you know what it's like? It's like an episode of like an Orwell book, 1984 meets the Twilight Zone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, teachers are going back to school this year and they're going to be wearing masks. Is informed today in Kentucky.
Are you kidding me?
Dude, can you believe it?
That's bullshit.
I don't know if they're making all that.
When they and go back to school in fucking September...
No, man. Well, the teachers there in Kentucky will, like, start going back about towards the end of July and then, you know, and so forth and goes like that. But still, you know, the point being, okay.
Let me tell you something. A piece of fucking cloth is not going to stop you from getting the coronavirus.
I know.
If you're going to get it, you're going to get it.
I know.
Listen, if a fart can penetrate two butt cheeks and a pair of jeans and make a noise... That fucking cloth mask ain't going to stop you from getting a Rona.
Amen.
It ain't going to happen.
The Rona. I went from the diarrhea to the diarrhea. No, I find it amazing that... This is kind of bad. I don't want to say that I've been like, hey, man, excuse me, but I'm gonna self-experiment on myself, not by any means. But here in the last, I don't know, let's say 4 weeks, I've really unpracticed, unsafe Rona... anything.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going to the Walmarts, gas stations, I'm washing my hands here and there, gas pumps. Dude, you name it, I've been doing it. And I've told you, and I know it's bad saying. I know some of you is like going, my heart goes out to anybody that's dealt with the Rona, lost a lover, or whatever. I've been unfriended by certain people. Going, oh, you're an unsympathetic fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Not really, man.
Yeah.
I'm not. That's not my point.
Right.
So here I am, right? What is this, like, week? I don't know, 4 or 5. I was just like, oh, is there any... Because I'm like, if I get it, man, you know, I'm kind of like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
But here I am, like, 4 or 5 weeks into just not giving a shit.
Dude, I haven't gave a shit since this thing started. I haven't worn the first mask.
I haven't either.
I don't wash my hands regularly.
I haven't done none of that.
Like the CDC is recommending everybody do. Fuck that.
I haven't done anything.
The CDC doesn't tell me how to live my fucking life.
Yeah.
And let me tell you
what.
You're
putting those in danger.
No, I'm putting others at danger because I don't have the Rona.
Kids are basically exempt.
Yeah.
So you're, like, dealing with old people and maybe with some, like, health issues. And if you're old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, I get it if you're high risk.
But they're going, oh, kids on a playground, they're all, you know, they're all getting down over here in the park, all hanging out and shit. Because they're going, well, kids really can't really, you know, transmit it. And then someone actually said, well, the kids can transmit it to the older people. Did you not read what it said? Young kids really can't transmit it. What if the young kids bring it home to the grandparents? Hello!
Yeah.
Little kids ain't giving it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm
going to
tell you what.
Hey, keep doing your thing. I'm doing my thing.
I'm going to tell you what. I was talking to a buddy of mine today.
I haven't had any problems yet, man.
I was talking to a buddy of mine today who knows a doctor in Georgia. She was told by the CDC, every patient that comes in that hospital, she is to write on that order that they are a COVID patient.
Sure, man.
She refused to do it.
Nobody's fine. Traditional death's over. You know that, right?
Yeah.
There ain't going to be no kind of death except the Rona.
Right.
Up until probably the next president gets elected.
Yep.
You're and then it's just still going to be stupid.
But she was told person that comes in the hospital has to be a corona patient. And so she immediately said she wasn't doing that. And they said, well, if you're not going to do that, you're fired. And she was like, you can't fire me because I'm quitting. Fuck this shit. She said, I'm not doing it. And now she is now she's a doctor at a nursing home.
Right.
But she was a doctor at a hospital. And when that hospital tried to force her into marking every patient down as a corona patient,
she said,
I'm not doing it. And they said,
I'm disgusted. I'm really, really disgusted.
Yeah.
You got Kumo and this guy up there in New York telling everybody, we're coming after you, going back in the house.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's got all this power and they've gotten too much and they suck. Mm-hmm. They suck. Number one, you know, this guy's like, you like old people homes are going to have to take patients. And how many people did he get killed? Oh my God, this guy's like over the top, but he's the dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like bullshit. You know, one of the saddest things I saw, I think it was 2 days ago, and I haven't been watching the news. I'm just tired of hearing about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, fuck this. But it was sad. Here's a shot of like New York, and they're sitting there welding the gates shut and chaining it and locking it. Shutting down the public parks, you know. And everybody's shooting some hoop in New York City and shit, man. And to see that going on in our country, welding up the gates and locking her down, goodbye bars. Florida just recalled their situation. They just stopped the bars and restaurants. Yeah, scratching.
Itchy balls.
So, I mean, you know what? We're looking at a long way to get back to where we were, the new normal.
Is that a
symptom
of the
weird? Watching these weird, creepy commercials at night.
Yeah.
You know?
The CDC says you're supposed to wash your hands.
Your silence is really cool because it's all reaching out because we're all alone together.
We're all in this together.
Whatever,
bullshit.
Man. It ain't jack shit.
Bullshit.
But, you know, that's
where
we're
at. Where the fuck is Jimmy Fallon and everybody else, all these fucking celebrities they got on TV talking about, we're all in this together. Well, motherfucker, give me some of the millions. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
Pump some of your money over my way if we're all in this together, motherfucker. Support the Broke Foundation. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't never going to happen. How about, like, everybody just get over it and go back to living?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Can we have some fucking live music in somewhere other than an outdoor venue?
Oh, my God. It's stupid.
Yeah. Like, are we going to have to start fucking soliciting Walmart to...
Kid Rock, there's thousands of protesters on Broadway the other day. Laying in the streets and carrying on and bitching and moaning.
Mm-hmm.
And Kid Rock's bar down there, man, gets a big fine and shit because he's got a pretty cool crowd going on, some bands.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, here's a bunch of shitheads laying in the street. Oh, you know.
Yeah.
Something matters. I don't know what matters
something
today.
Something matters. We don't know what.
That's going to be my new thing, man. I'm like, I don't give a rat's ass matters. I don't give a rat's ass matters.
My whole thing is...
You know why? Because it don't pertain to me, man.
My whole thing is...
I don't have anything to do with none of that shit.
What are the idiots on the idiot box telling you to do today?
Oh, my God. Everyone's, like, frigged up in the head.
Yeah, man.
I told you. It's like Orwell. I mean, it's Twilight Zone.
Mm-hmm.
Little 1984. Mm-hmm. Big Farm.
Yep.
All this shit that maybe some people should maybe watch if you haven't seen it.
Yep.
And here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my ass, man. I'm done with it, man.
Are we going to...
I'm done being part of y'all's problem.
Right.
I ain't part of the problem.
Exactly.
I'm sitting here with, like, my kids.
We figured it the fuck out.
Oh, yeah. I want my last son to be able to go through high school and graduate and have a prom.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see the teachers be able to go back to work, not have to wear a mask. I would like... Gosh, we could go all day.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see the National Guard or whatever you got to do go into Seattle and say, beat it.
Yeah.
I'm not here.
Yeah.
Go home.
Yep. Man, if
seven
you don't
want
to go home, here's a fucking beanbag to the head.
Yeah, beanbags, some rubber bullets, flashbangs,
mm-hmm.
tear gas. What if they just clear the fucking street? Go home.
Mm-hmm.
Get back to mom and dad's basement,
mm-hmm.
being a keyboard warrior and doing your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Enough already.
Exactly.
And I'm tired. I don't feel like people going, oh, Slim and John Hall and guys like that are part of the issue and part of the problem.
No.
You know what? No. Actually, I'm so done and I don't give a shit no more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, millions like us, are not part of the problem.
Right.
We're tired.
Yes.
We don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. We're older. We don't care.
Absolutely.
You guys are punks and brats.
Yeah.
We
entitled.
Get it.
Entitled punks and brats.
I don't, you know, every
they think the world owes them something.
I don't know what they possibly, you know, when we were like growing up, it was like, man, I'm gonna be 18, I'm gonna graduate and check it out. Mm-hmm. I already got some friends from high school and we're getting an apartment.
Yeah.
You look forward to getting the hell out of mom and dad's
house. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God, it was a thing.
Yeah.
But you know, here we are taking over 7 blocks. Look at us, we're bitching and moaning, we're not happy.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
A lot of people ain't happy.
You're not happy because...
But I'm not going to sit around and feel guilty no more over this bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't have a fucking thing to do with that.
Yeah.
Black Lives exactly. Matter, your life matters. Mm-hmm. I don't give a rat's ass no more.
Yep.
How about this, man? Y'all better make y'all lives matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the shit gets nasty and gross...
Yep.
I don't even want to hear about it. I'm sorry about your luck.
Yeah.
Because you made everybody that's... You know, there's so many of us not.
Yeah.
Into this scene.
Yeah.
Oh, we're hippies. We're Woodstock. You know, you ain't shit, man. You're missing the whole point.
Yeah.
You just don't exactly. Roll into
You're
town.
You're being snowed by your fucking
beating
government.
Beating people down and grabbing the them people and beating who, their ass.
I mean, the people who because you of, think, the people who you think are protecting you and letting you live your life are fucking snowing you by using fucking crisis actors.
How many more innocent people are going to have to die because of nonsense?
Yeah.
How many more store owners are going to get beat down like I've seen videos
mm-hmm.
of? How many more thugs and shit, people getting ripped out of trucks and beat the fuck down because you're angry?
Yeah.
Come on,
What
man.
Are you angry at? A bunch of what, actors what, played yeah, out a scene for you.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, well, you're angry at something. Don't
George
be,
Floyd
but
doesn't
don't be
even
angry
fucking
at me.
Exist.
Don't right? be angry at me, man.
Right.
I'm
George
a white
Floyd
boy.
Doesn't even fucking exist. He's a crisis actor who attended his own fucking funeral. Are you kidding me? I saw the pictures firsthand.
No
you can't,
shit.
Yeah, dude, you can't fucking hide that nose. That motherfucker had a big, wide-ass nose. And he's standing there at the funeral in a black hoodie with a black hat on and sunglasses and that big-ass flat nose that he had in a hoodie that said R.I.P. George Floyd.
Wow.
Dude, he attended his own fucking funeral. There was no body in that fucking carriage that they...
Well, I've seen where they measured that.
Big fucking hoopla, yeah.
I've seen where they measured the pixels and stuff. And it's like, how's a 6'6" guy fit in a midget casket? I mean, I saw that. Someone broke it down.
Wow.
Little people, midget. Oh, I was offensive.
Oh, John that was Hall offensive.
Like, John Hall don't like little people. You know what? Whatever.
Whatever.
But you know what? I'm tired of hearing all the bitching and moaning.
Me too.
You guys figure it out. Because if you don't figure it out,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be a bunch of really concerned citizens of this country. They're going to figure it out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me.
Hey, I'll tell
and
you
that
what.
That ain't no conspiracy theory.
Right.
That ain't going, someone called me a white nationalist. I was like...
A white nationalist?
Or compared
really?
To... Well, you're borderline white nationalist.
Well, you're a purple
like,
douchebag.
Like,
I mean, I'm the fuck
I
on.
Was like going, man, are you kidding me? I'm one of the most... you know, I'm just not. Oh, I might say something that might upset you. Oh, scary as spooky. What's
you
that?
You got 2 t-shirts coming to your house by the end of this week.
All right.
Skullface Records Radio. They'll be the first 2 that has ever been made and pressed onto a t-shirt.
And we can wear them on the air, see?
Oh, yeah, dude. Right yeah. I got a Skullface Radio shirt at the house.
Cool, man. Is that from Nick?
Yeah. Yeah, that's who just texted me.
Thomas said, thanks.
President and CEO of Skullface Records, Nick Himes, just texted me and... I told him we got shirts, which is great.
That prolongs longer
for,
day by
for
one
John
more day
and his wife, because that's how I roll.
Yeah,
I love both of them dearly. They're my dearest friends, and that's why I hooked them both up with a t-shirt.
And we'll wear them.
And you know what, dude? The cool thing about Nick is he sells his stuff super cheap, man. CDs are like $5.
Let's talk about Skullface Records for a minute.
Yeah, because fuck whatever else is going on. Hang on. Wow.
All the
Hang
cool
on.
Record labels
Before,
are old. They're all old school now, man. Megaforce.
Right.
Rick Rubin. Uh-huh. Remember all them dudes,
mm-hmm.
man? Yeah.
they're all sitting at home unemployed now.
Well, yeah, but they made their money.
True. Yeah, all right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
And then when we call back, when we come back,
34 minutes. Pause it.
Yeah.
There's nothing to let.
And then when we come back, what we'll do is actually we'll feature a couple of tracks inside of the show.
There you go.
From Skullface Records.
There you go.
And then when we come back, we'll talk about what all Skullface Records.
Yeah, because tomorrow, man, a bunch of people probably get on Facebook after they if they tune into this and go, oh, I can't believe he said that. I can't. You know what? I'm sorry. Yep. Believe it, because I did say it. I'm just tired of all you bitching and whining.
Exactly.
Good God.
We'll be back. Enjoy a couple of tracks from Skullface Records. Turn it up. Let him hear it.
Hold on.
Well, you all tangled up.
Oh, we're back. Hey, look at that.
And we're back.
We are back.
You're listening to the Glitter Squirrels on Skullface Records Radio.
Yeah.
John's Planetari.
I am. 2600 vintage. Mm-hmm. Our old school, first issue.
Mm-hmm.
Still works today. Oh, I just ate it. Yeah, so what were we like? We were bitching earlier. We're just fed up.
Yeah, exactly.
Fed up matters.
So now let's talk about Skullface Records for a second.
Yeah, let's do that.
That farm festival was amazing, bro. They did a head count. There was 57 people there.
There you go.
I'm gonna tell you what, 57 people just hanging out, getting drunk, you know, enjoying live music.
Good. Yeah.
And man, it was great.
It's called freedom.
Yeah. You know, that's what I think. That's what I think our soldiers fought and died for. You know, was
I think with everything going on right now, it should really be just if you choose to do what you're doing, I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's really here to say, you know, but the governors now, man, they got a lot of power. They're digging it. They're like, ate up on it. Give me some more.
No.
Tell you to stay home, you know.
Hey, there's
you better get out and live now. You know what I'm amazed at? It's America, number one. So here we are in America, and we're living like it's Russia, like World War II or something.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe.
Apparently, this oxygen bomb will stop Godzilla.
Slim currently.
The fire-breathing beast advanced on Seattle. Hey, that's what we need.
Yeah,
Godzilla will stop that shit.
Slim's got a Viewmaster.
Uh-huh.
You guys really don't know what's going on. He's actually, we got out some vintage toys tonight.
We did. And now, let's see.
Just because it's cool.
Godzilla destroyed a railroad bridge. Damn you, Godzilla.
Oh, my God.
And then it says,
he picks up a bus and he throws it back down.
The dock workers fled in terror. But I don't see.
Sounds like nowadays. Here they come, man.
I don't see any dock workers. Oh. Well, if you close one eye, you can kind of see the dock workers running away. Old. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty old.
But it says, let's see. Godzilla sees the space needle.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. He sure did.
You got some 3D going on?
The space noodle.
Here's one called the space noodle.
He's got it in his mouth, dude. He's chomping on it.
Space noodle?
Yes. That
sounds kind of bad. It's like a porno movie.
And then it says Dr. Morris and the kids arrived at Seattle.
And, in Seattle? Are you serious?
Yeah.
How old is that?
That's, I don't know. It's old. Didn't give a year.
I don't know. 1978? 9?
1978.
Oh my God! So that's old. Here we are in Seattle, waiting on Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not.
Yep. Yeah. And then it starts the story over again. But
wow,
it says up for viewer.
Well, I mean, what's the chances of that being in Seattle?
Mm-hmm. Godzilla was in Seattle.
Yeah, under their current state of affairs.
Yeah. And it says he rose from the waters of Puget Sound.
Puget. It was Puget. It was a Puget Sound.
And then they said something about the oxygen bomb.
I'm getting messages. Hey.
That'll stop Godzilla. But that son of a bitch destroyed a railroad bridge.
Sounded pretty gnarly. Just saying.
I'm telling you. It was a cool story, bro.
Godzilla.
I've been seeing some people reading stupid books, and I thought
stupid bets.
Like stupid.
Sounds like a series. Stupid bets.
No, I've been seeing people read stupid books on the internet and just cracking up laughing.
Over stupid books?
Yes, over stupid books. Like stupid kids' books. Like
oh.
A child's first book of Trump.
Oh, my.
And, like...
Well, that went over well, I'm sure.
Right. Let's see, like... let's see. There's this one where this woman is, like, reading this thing, and, like, stupid shit like this.
Stupid cheat.
Hang on. Hilariously inappropriate children's books. 1, 2, 3, pull. Let's see. Mommy drinks because you're bad.
Oh, shit. You're just an asshole.
A morning of awkwardness is far better than a night of loneliness. Surprise, you're being replaced. Monsters eat whiny children.
Oh my God.
Let's see. The mystery of the midget clown.
Oh shit, really? I thought midget was inappropriate.
Cooking with poo.
These are like inappropriate, like children books.
Yeah. By the time you read this, I will be dead. Oh my God.
Damn, man.
Somebody wrote that for a kid? Maggie goes on a diet.
Maggie.
I wonder how that went for Maggie.
We are live, bro.
John's currently watching our live streams.
Who is?
You are.
Oh. Well, I was.
It's not going to get any better when you grow up. Now, there's a true children's book right there.
What's that one called?
It's not going to get any better when you grow up.
No, it's not.
Little Bobby's drunk again.
Oh, shit.
The long journey of Mr. Poop.
Mr. Poop?
Yeah.
Mr. Poop.
Little Monkey's
hey,
Big Ping Circus. Little Monkey's Big Ping Circus.
Big...
My big sister takes drugs.
Oh, shit. Here's something very...
If a peacock finds a pot
big
leaf...
Big S. Big S.
Never trust a...
Hey, that's you earlier.
I'm not going to say that because I respect police officers.
You were good. You're just doing the right thing.
Here's a book called Poor Pussy.
Good God Almighty.
Mm-hmm. When Daddy Goes Postal.
Shit.
The secret to being a good lover is...
A good robber.
Not knowing when to stop. Suck it, said Lion. The house that Crack built.
Oh my God.
The night Dad went to jail.
That's a good one. That's my favorite. My favorite and yours too.
Who cares about elderly people?
Not the Rona. Apparently.
That's not your mommy anymore.
Oh, damn.
Oh, God.
What's this on?
A long, sad life of manual labor is the only thing you'll ever be good for.
Oh, God.
Games you can play with your pussy.
Hey, my favorite.
Counting the days until the apocalypse. These are bad kids' books.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Melanie's like, Marvelous Measles.
It sounds like the books they've been reading nowadays. Shit going on.
The little engine that just gave up and died. No, Jesus. And well, folks, that was 20 hilariously inappropriate children's books.
And they're very good.
Right?
I'm going to run
let's
right
see.
And get some.
Let's see here. I'm going to turn the... Here's one. It's called Do You Want to Play With My Balls?
No. No, I don't.
Why not?
Would you like to play with me balls?
All right, come on. There we go.
Come on now.
Play do you with want balls. Hey, Louie, do you want to play with my balls?
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. I'm sitting there reading it right now. Sure, Chuck. I can hold your own ball sack so it won't drag on the ground.
That's always convenient, said the ball holder. Would you put my balls in your mouth?
Hang on, it gets better. Wow, your balls are so big, I can't even fit them in my mouth.
Damn.
My mom's always yelling, Louie, get those balls out of your mouth before you choke. Damn. Bet mom's a spitter.
Oh, no.
And then it says, you know that mean girl Sally? She squeezed my balls so hard they looked funny.
Ain't that funny?
Mm-hmm. This is a children's book, y'all. I'm reading it word for word.
Yeah, he's like throwing down on you.
Yeah, well, when I play with Sally, I always end up with blue balls. Billy Johnson made Sally cry last week. Now, that kid's got balls.
That kid's got some balls.
Not anymore. Yesterday, Sally kicked Billy's ball so hard he lost one. Oh, shit!
Damn. Kicking them balls around.
All right. Look, Louie, your dog is licking my balls. God. Let's roll them on Sparky's fur. Girls hate hairy balls.
Oh, jeez.
You know, Chuck, if we show Sally our hairy balls, she'll scream for sure. Yeah, but I don't know. I kind of like Sally. I wish she would just play nice with my balls.
God, man. Story's got balls.
Right? And this is, yeah, me too. Hi, Sally. Do you want to play with our balls? Sure, but only if I can play with both of your balls at the same time.
Damn,
Sally's a freak.
She's just a super freak.
And then that's the end.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yep.
Man, I'm only waiting on big balls by ACDC or something. Come on.
Right.
Nope, never happened. Well, so much for those balls.
Right. It's
no balls.
Man.
And no balls.
This is crazy. Like, all these books are meant to lighten the mood of just how ridiculous life can get. Included a little excerpt from each crash creation for your pure wicked enjoyment. Nobody Likes a Cock Block by R. Swanson. Stay warm in your bed. On our door, do not knock, because nobody likes a cock block. This is an incredibly inappropriate kid's book for parents. Might leave you feeling a little guilty for cracking up so hard. These woodland creatures just want their children to sleep and stop interrupting so they can get it on. Is that too much to ask? Some comic relief for both new and experienced parents. Here's a new book. It's called Go the Fuck to Sleep by Adam Mansbach. And here's an excerpt from the book. It says, the eagle who soars through the sky are at rest, and the creatures who crawl, run, and creep. I know you're not thirsty. That's bullshit. Stop lying. Lie the fuck down, my darling, and sleep. Here's another book called You Have to Fucking Eat.
You Have to Fucking Eat?
Yes. And here's an excerpt from said book. You woke me and asked me for some breakfast. So why the fuck won't you eat? How to Traumatize Your Children. Here are 7 proven methods to help you screw up your kids deliberately and with skill.
Oh my God.
And here's an excerpt from the book. There are so many advantages to taking complete control over your child's life. Really? What does she know? She's just a kid. Here's one by Mike Trapp called Everyone's an Asshole. And an excerpt from that book is, and don't think I've forgotten this hula-baloo, that the most special asshole of all here is you. Because just like the rest of you care most about you. Wait. Because just like the rest, you care most about you and think that the world should act like you do. K is for knife ball.
Oh, my.
An alphabet of terrible advice.
It's my favorite.
And then here's an excerpt. C is for cop with a big shiny gun. Sneak up and tickle him. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and look at the world today. It's right in this perfect place.
Here's one called Pat the Zombie.
Pat the Zombie.
It says,
you Pat the Zombie.
Paul, it says, Paul can put his finger through mommy's skull. Now you put your finger through mommy's skull. Monsters Eat Whining Children. We talked about that one. Here's an excerpt from that book.
Oh, my.
We could make some rice, put a little curry on them, and have an Indian dish, someone suggested half-heartedly. Perhaps a whiny child vindaloo. They all tried to figure out if they were in the mood for Indian food.
No, no, they're not. Nobody likes rice. White rice, brown rice, hell with rice.
I love that people are actually writing books, and I hope people are biting them. And I hope people are buying them, because like, the hungover caterpillar, the kid in the crib. We're going on a bar hunt. The teenager who came to tea.
Good Lord.
Are you my wine?
Are you my wine?
Little Miss Busy Surviving Motherhood. She ate and ate, the very hungry pregnant lady.
Damn.
Let's see. 101 Poo Poems by Dr. Deuce.
Dr. Deuce?
Yeah. That's great. A good toilet rage.
That's shitty.
Let's see. Let's see. Are you my Uber?
Are you my Uber?
Let's see.
Uber?
'Twas the fight before Christmas.
That's a good one.
Right?
It was like Kanawha County.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. By Curious George.
Oof.
What to expect when you're expected? A fetus's guide to the first three trimesters.
Damn.
Let's see. I just heard you blow it.
Yep, I did. Some of these don't work, obviously.
Here's one written for kids. If you give a kid a cookie, will he shut the fuck up?
I doubt. I seriously doubt. React.
Where's Willie? Have you spotted Dick?
Oh my God, Q-bert.
Q-bert? No shit.
Yeah, Q-bert.
Wonder if it still works.
Q-bert. Well, my name's John Q-bert. Oh my, look at that.
I'll be damned. It does still work.
I have no idea what's going on here.
Well, you see that little guy jumping the things there?
I have no clue.
Shit. Q-bert cusses too.
Really?
Yeah, he does. Every time you die. And watch. Oh, I jumped the wrong way. There we go.
He's on. Slim's getting his Q-bert on, by the way.
Shit.
Oh, he cussed.
Yeah.
Like, F you. Mm-hmm. Slim's limp, getting the Cubert on.
Okay, so note to self, you can't jump over like that.
Apparently not.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. Gee, look at the graphics, man.
Is I know, just man. Like
something else or what?
That's top quality.
That's 1981. How old were you?
I was just born in 1981.
Are you shitting me?
No, dude. My birthday's 3/10/1981.
Oh, holy hell.
Yeah.
That's what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing.
Son of a bitch. I should have jumped on that one square and went over.
Went over. He's got the Cubert fever, man. 1981. Slim's born.
Ah, shit. Of course I had to get rid of him.
Of course I had to get rid of him. Damn.
All right, this motherfucker.
He sucks now.
What the hell keeps happening here?
It's old school controllers. It's all cables.
It's the controller's fault.
Oh, yeah. Exactly, man. That's the best Atari excuse ever. It's the controller's fault. Just easy. Just toggle it, man. Not coddle it. Cubert. I can't believe there was dudes I went to school with and shit that like used to play this like endlessly.
Mm-hmm.
When it came out, Cubert for Atari. Hell yeah. Look at this graphics. It looks like shit. No, it's like,
ah, shit.
Listen to you.
Almost had
it. It's all like chapped. There's a big high mark on the graph.
I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit.
I don't give a rat's ass.
Uh-huh.
Cubert and his little one-dimensional ass. What's with the snake and the spring over there?
What the hell's
that all about? It's like the don't tread on me guy. Don't tread on Cubert.
Oh, no! I was like four squares away from finishing that motherfucker.
You were like on it.
All right, I got to try it again. Nah, I had nowhere to go.
You suck now.
Oof. Now I must drop that guy on me.
Bad Cubert. Look at you, like, working it. You gotta stay away from the ball.
Yeah. The ball will kill you.
Damn, he's about to be all, like, done with that one.
Oh, yes!
Oh, yeah, he just killed it. He just killed it. He just scored big or something.
Of course, I fucking died.
Only to have his ass handed to him in the next frame.
Yep.
Shit, no, I ain't got time for this crap. Are you serious?
I got it.
You did good.
I finally beat that motherfucker.
You did good.
But yeah, we're just playing some Atari and chilling. So,
we are.
So let me tell you about Skullface Records, man.
Yeah.
They're fucking great. President and CEO Nick Himes is fantastic. He's got a lot of bands that are signed to the label and is acquiring more by the day. He's constantly in talks with people to try and come on the label. People are approaching him all the time like, hey, man, we play music and stuff like that. And Nick doesn't take, like, the approach of, let's just let you record some music and see what it sounds like. that's not Nick at all. What Nick does is he invites you into the studio, and you know, he finds out if you jive well. The people that you're saying that you can play with and, you know, do things with, let's see if that's the case. You know, so he brings you into the studio and kind of gives you a trial run and tries you out. You know, it's a tryout to see if you're gonna jive, see if it sounds good, see if you're as good as you say you are. You know,
compatible.
Yeah, and to see if you're gonna be compatible, because Nick doesn't care like what genre of music you do, and
just be good at your music.
Yeah, just be good at it. You know, I will tell you, Nick's a whole lot like me. He doesn't produce shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, when he puts out an album, it sounds good as fuck. You know? And that's just the way Nick is. That's the way it's always been with him. And, you know, I've known Nick for over 4 years now. Nick and I, you know, we met by total accident in Cynthiana, Kentucky. He had a music store at the time called the Downtown Music Depot, which is making a resurrection in Cynthiana. And, yeah. And anyway, he had that music store there, and him and his buddy were in there playing music one night and drinking beer. And I just so happened to walk by, and what are you playing now?
Laser Blast.
Laser Blast.
Oof. Oof. Sucking, but at least I can guide my kamikaze ass.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so Nick and his buddy were playing music and drinking beer. And this was at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, man, that looks like my kind of party. So I stopped in and asked them what they were doing. Next thing I know, I'm drinking beer and playing music with them. And,
cool.
You know,
and then
his fiance, his now fiance, was his girlfriend at the time, Brittany the Best. I love you.
What up, Brittany the Best?
Brittany the Best. It's Brittany the Best and Nick Nasty.
Nick, well, there you go. Nick Nasty, that's great.
But,
like a punk band.
Right? But anyway, so Brittany the Best ended up taking me home, and you know, I had a good night, and a brotherhood was born. And you know, he invited me down for this farm festival. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what to expect, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was a impromptu type thing that was just gonna happen, you know?
It was just gonna be going down.
And I didn't know what to expect, but when I got there, dude, it was amazing. Like, there was so much love there, and you could feel every bit of it, too.
Everyone's just happy to, like, be doing something they like.
Yeah, instead of staring at the same fucking four walls they've been staring at for 3 months.
That's stupid, man. You can't go watch some bands and shit.
Right.
Give me a break.
Right. So, you know, Nick said he's just going to start doing all these private parties. Yeah, and I love his idea.
It's the future of, like, music at this point.
It is the future of music.
Because
it is.
This is bullshit. They're going to milk it till the damn cows come home.
Mm-hmm. They're going to say, oh, my God, don't go to the bars and stand next to people because you'll get the Rona.
Whatever, man. Why don't you guys go stand and protest a bunch of fucking bullshit 60,000 deep and then tell me I can't be, like, doing my thing.
Right.
Whatever. Y'all doing your thing. Mm-hmm. Let us do our thing.
Exactly.
There's a big bunch of us like to get back to festivals and concerts and rocking and rolling.
Yep.
But we can't because you're so worried about us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Live.
Yep.
I think that's it. I think we got a bunch of...
Yeah.
My God. 30 minutes on there and about a 45, right?
Yeah. And plus some Skullface music in between.
Yeah. And you guys... I'll tell you what, man. Why don't you guys straighten up? Because here's one from my own self. I'm done.
Yep.
I'm done, man, trying to pander or feel guilty for some shit that I have nothing to do with.
Mm-hmm.
And I will not feel guilty about it. And I will not succumb to, like, this matters or that matters. I don't care how you look at it. And you know what? I'm sorry, man. I'm not. I made it this long. I'm 53 years old, not to like deal with the horse shit I'm seeing today.
Yeah.
It never mattered to me growing up. And I got to be an older dude.
Exactly.
And look at all you little shitheads out here stirring up the nest, man.
Yeah.
Grow up.
Yeah, over some fucking crisis actors.
Grow up.
Over crisis actors. Wait till I show you this video. It's fucking stupid. It's stupid. All right, folks, that's going to wrap it up for the Glitter Squirrels. We thank you for listening, and catch you next week.
And Skullface Records, yeah.
Yeah.
Check them out.
Slim and John would like to thank you for listening to this episode. Catch all the Glitter Squirrels episodes right here on Skullface Records Radio.